distinguishing the soul from the spirit. There is a discernible pattern distinguishing the spirit and the soul. I did a word search through the Old and New Testament and observed this pattern. The spirit is that which gives life to the individual. John 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, makes alive. And the soul is the individual. Psalm 30, verse 3. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. This passage is about rescue from the brink of death. So my primary assertion about these two things is that the spirit is life itself, while the soul is the individual that lives. This is an important distinction because confusion on this issue leads people to get the wrong idea when they read certain scriptures. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it." The spirit that returns to God is not the soul or person. What returns to God is the spirit of life that was given. The spirit is not the individual person or soul. All the spirits of men eventually return to God, who gives all things life. And without that spirit, our souls are dead. In every case, the scriptures make it clear that in death, the soul is bound to the grave. Psalm 89, verse 48 says, "What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah." The entombed are invariably referred to as having an individual personal perspective that emanates from the grave. John chapter 5, verse 28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." The dead are portrayed as being in the grave from whence they hear the call to rise from death. This should not be taken lightly. Nevertheless, these words of Christ are generally disregarded because of the widespread heresy that the dead have already entered heaven. The beginning of our life is in our mother's womb. That is where we come from. The end of our life is in the womb of the grave. That is where we are going. Man becomes a living soul when that spirit of life enters our body. Man becomes dead when the spirit of life departs our body. The spirit of life is not the same as the soul. When the spirit departs, the soul dies. Or, as it is said euphemistically, the soul sleeps. The term sleep is used because of the possibility of resurrection or waking. The soul does not depart the body at death. Acts chapter 2, verse 29. "Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell," the grave, "neither his flesh did see corruption."